Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Dissing My Ability podcast. I am your host, Ken Meeker, certified professional coach and owner of Vitality Career Coaching. I created this podcast because I was hanging out with a friend one day, and both she and I are people living with disabilities. In particular, both of us have severe visual impairments and are legally blind. And something just that in the moment was really kind of intense and serious. Afterwards, we were thinking about it, and it was just a hysterical moment. And you'll find out about that in the next episode when she and I talk about exactly what happened and what led to me wanting to create this podcast. But more so, it's about sort of peeling back the blinders and letting other people see what it's like to live with a disability and have to accomplish the exact same things that people that don't have disabilities have to accomplish. Some of the most mundane, boring things that people without disabilities take for granted, and they take for granted their ability to accomplish these relatively mundane, simple things very easily, but for people with disabilities, they're not so easy. And sometimes the way that we problem solve and the way that we go about accomplishing the things that we need to accomplish can lead to some pretty fun and, interesting sort of, events happening and circumstances happening. And I think it's important to not make fun of disability, because that's never okay, but it doesn't always have to be so serious. And something that I've discovered in living with my disability, because I lost most of my sight in 2014, is if you take everything seriously and you let everything get under your skin, and you let all of the challenges frustrate you, you're going to be miserable. Because it is harder when you have a disability to do mundane, boring things. But it also has an advantage, because you have to figure out how to do the same stuff everybody else has to do, but in a different way. And that is actually something that I think is a tremendous advantage, and something of value that a lot of people that have disabilities don't think about. Your ability to problem solve, your ability to figure something out in a new and a different way that people that don't have disabilities won't have to do, that's a tremendous advantage, whether it be in life, in your employment, all across the board. There's value to that. And there's also humor. And that's what this podcast is about. So my particular disability is visual loss. I have almost no vision at all. I have limited central vision, just strictly out of my left eye. I have no peripheral vision. I have complete night blindness. I have no depth perception. So it's very difficult for me to see anything in detail. It's very difficult. I can't see things at a distance at all. I can't see anything in my periphery. And so that can make things challenging sometimes, navigating spaces, doing anything in the dark, identifying objects, identifying what something is, being able to locate where something is. It can be very frustrating. Traveling is another huge issue when you don't drive, especially if you live somewhere like I do, which is in Arizona, where sure, there's public transportation, but it's also 110 degrees outside for a lot of the year, and waiting for a bus in 110 degrees just really isn't something that's very comfortable and something you can't do very often. So what do we do about this stuff? Well, I know what I've had to do in my own life to overcome these challenges. And, I've had to learn how to become more organized and keep things in their place. And one of the easiest ways to get on my nerves is when somebody moves something and then when they don't put something back where they found it. And because then I spend hours trying to locate something, and then I get frustrated, and then I get pissed off. And so that's one of the things that's been an adjustment, not just for me, but for the people around me. They've also had to figure this stuff out as well, along with me. But then, shopping is something that can be a bit difficult. It takes me a lot longer to do anything than it used to. And I've had to learn to not let stuff bother me. I was shopping at a dollar store, and there was a large display of facial tissue boxes, probably 4 feet high. And because I have no peripheral vision, I turned around and I face planted right into this huge display of facial tissue, knocked the entire thing over right in the middle of the aisle. And my roommate at the time, he just started busting up laughing. And so did I, because it was funny. I didn't see it. So why it didn't hurt, it was like, oops, I didn't mean to, I'm sorry. But that's the kind of things that happen. I couldn't let that frustrate me. I couldn't let that upset me, because it happens. And if I just got upset about stuff like that, I'd be upset all the time. And as I said before, it's just not worth it. So some of the things that I've had to learn, patience. You have to learn patience when you are somebody living with a disability. Otherwise, you're just going to be upset all the time, and you're going to be frustrated because things take longer. You know, for me in particular, getting around is a challenge, because I have to rely on other people. I have to, whether it be the bus, whether it be rides, whether it be rideshare, it doesn't matter, whether it be a dial-a-ride service, I'm relying on other people to get around. And that's frustrating, because say when I miss a bus or a bus is late, then I have to wait 30 minutes. So learning to be more patient about time has been, it's still a challenge. And then another big issue or challenge with, becoming disabled, halfway through your life is to learn to not give a crap about what other people think. And that can be hard, because the truth is we all want to be accepted, but that doesn't mean that we have to feel any sort of sense of shame about our disability. And you should never feel a sense of shame about it, and you shouldn't be afraid of it, and you shouldn't feel like you have to hide it, because there's nothing wrong with it. You are perfect just as you are. And learning to not care what other people think about your disability is important, and it's empowering, because then you're not letting it limit you. What other people think is what they're going to think, and you don't control it. But when you self-stigmatize yourself and you say, I have a disability, therefore I need to not be, I don't want other people to know, or you want to hide it, or whatever, you be you, and people are going to think what they're going to think, but don't ever feel any sense of shame about your disability. Like, I have to use a flashlight at night because it's dark. Other people might see absolutely fine in my neighborhood, but if I want to take my dog out, if I want to do anything at night, I have to have a flashlight with me. I have my cane. I have a sonar device that I take with me. I have all these things I have to take with me if I'm going anywhere. And I don't care, because they're tools that I need, and they keep me safe. What other people think is what they're going to think. The thing that I will say about what this podcast is I'm to try and shed some light on, it's okay to be differently abled. It's okay to laugh at ourselves sometimes, because life is supposed to be filled with joy, at least as much as possible. And when we can chuckle at the challenges we have, and when we can chuckle at just the absurdity of the things that we have to go through in order to accomplish basic tasks, it enables us to smile and get through those hard days just a little bit easier, because we know that, hey, tomorrow I'm gonna laugh about this. And it helps push you through those really, really difficult times, because there's gonna be them. And so I hope that you will tune in every week as I welcome guests with all different types of disabilities. As we talk about, you know, our experiences and how overcoming disability and the challenges associated with it. And I hope you will maybe learn something, hope you'll laugh a little bit, and hope you'll also share and subscribe to this podcast. It's new, we're just figuring things out. So bear with me, there's probably gonna be some growing pains, but thank you for tuning in, and I would hope that you'll tune into the next one, because the next one's a good one.